Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we're coming alive for the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the Odyssey app, good Thursday morning. We are back at it. We spent hours together yesterday in a bonding experience. We had lunch. We had bartending. Jerry, Eddie, and I had a very late dinner. We were starving as we were eating all sorts of bad foods late at night because we had been drinking Casamigos during the day. And then we got some sports to talk about today. As the Yankees win, the Mets lose. Man, that I watched that afternoon after I took a little bit of a nap in the hotel. That Thomas Zapucki, that poor bastard, just got absolutely waylaid yesterday in San Francisco. The J.P. Sears was great for the Yankees last night. We've got a huge Game 5, a pivotal must win. Not really, but I like making it bigger than it sounds. But a pivotal Game 5 with the Rangers and the Hurricanes tonight as well. Good morning, Boomer. How are you? I feel like I saw you 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm a little tired this morning. You know, trying to get out of the ugly duckling last night wasn't that easy. But thank you to everybody who showed up last night for our Young Professionals Committee. Spring Fling, we like to call it. The Ugly Duckling, a great place over there in Union Square. They got two other places, Rockville Center. And I think Long Beach as well. So thank you to them for basically donating the entire space and charge us anything. And that really means a lot to a foundation like ours and 149 beautiful people. Dan from Quarterette showed up.
He did.
I told him, I said, you're not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll serve you a drink. You're here. You bought your ticket. I appreciate the support. You're Gio's friend, you're Al's friend.
Well, hold on a second. I don't know if he's our friends.
As soon as I told him that, what did he do? He ran to Al and said, did you hear what Boomer said? I'm like, I cannot believe that I am dealing with this in the middle of a foundation event that is coming across so great and so unbelievable. A lot of great people there, a lot of great young people there, which was what it was all about.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know. All I can tell you is I'm exhausted this morning just simply from sitting behind that bar for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. They were relentless with us, and that was a good thing. That's sort of what I wanted. I mean, it was an hour and a half of just a drink after drink after drink. I did make, I think, four margaritas, which were the most intense drink that I made, but most people were very respectful. I had a couple of people make the joke about wanting a Malibu Bay Breeze because we had talked about that.
Yes.
But no, it was a lot of Tito's and soda, a lot of Casamigos and soda, a lot of Day Chaser orders. You know, some beers were poured, so everybody was sort of respectful of the fact that we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
I don't know about you. I was giving a healthy pour here and there.
Oh, yeah. No, I've won.
Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, one, someone was like, woof, man. Like, you must really like me. And I was like, I just met you. I have no idea. I just don't know what I'm doing back here.
I will say that the a bar owner would not appreciate the way that we were making drinks last night. But, you know, because we had so much Casamigos, we had to make sure that people had their fill and that they were happy. And it seemed like everybody was happy, except there was one young lady from Boston College who was very picky.
The daughter of your friend?
No, it was her friend.
Oh, okay.
And she was the tall blonde in the jean outfit.
Okay.
And man, she was just all over me. Like a little bit more grapefruit, a little bit more soda, a little bit more this, little bit more that. I was like, I mean, listen.
And she was serious about this.
Very serious. You could tell that she was serious. I mean, she's supposed to college kids. So she's going to be serious nonetheless.
Like, well, what do you do? Yes. The drink we
pour
you.
And then I come to find out that I think that she also was a bartender.
Oh, one
so
of those.
So I think she was judging us.
Okay.
And I felt very judged I don't know about you, but I felt judged, but I had a great time.
Yeah, I felt a little judged, too. You know what's funny is we were up there, and we had three bartender helpers with us upstairs. And then downstairs, I go downstairs to check on Eddie, Al, and Jerry, and they're behind the bar by themselves, like just running the whole thing by themselves. And they had at least four of a portion of it. They had no help.
But here was the best part of the night. When we went downstairs, we saw Al. I saw him behind the middle of the bar. He had a ginormous smile.
He did. Well, he was like drinking tequila.
He was actually enjoying himself. It was in the middle of the night. It was like, evening. Middle of the week. Yeah. It was in the evening, something that he very rarely ever does.
That's right.
And, you know, to get him out of there last night was almost, you know, that was tough.
Yeah, no, he started drinking tequila. That's what it was. He said that everybody was ordering the Casamigos and soda.
Yeah, and then I was like, well, why am I not drinking this? So I tried it. It was delicious. I had two of them.
Yeah.
While I was behind the bar.
Yes.
But I got that 3-hour nap in. It was perfect.
Everything was great. Yeah. Okay, so everything worked out good for you guys yesterday. Everybody seems to be relatively happy this morning.
Yeah.
And we did have two bartenders back there with us when you came down. They must have stepped out for a moment.
Okay.
They were very helpful.
We had Francesca and Jill, and then we had Alfonso and Adrian also helping us
out. Okay, all right. But it was just funny because when I walked downstairs, it was just the three behind the bar, no other professionals. I was like, man.
And I also heard that there were some negative comments coming from someone behind that bar in regards to where Gio and I were serving our drinks and where you guys were serving your drinks.
Yeah, we heard that your area was bougie, suit and tie kind of guys.
Yeah, because some guy came down and said, I didn't know you guys were here. This is where the cool people are.
Oh, yeah. Very corporate, they were saying, where our area was.
Well, corporate. They're young. They were young professional. I wouldn't say corporate.
I'm just telling you what the people said.
Yeah, I think you amplify like misinformation once again. There's something about your group that likes misinformation. Doesn't like to actually be accurate about what's going on.
All the T-shirt guys.
Oh, you had the T-shirt guys.
Yeah, we had the T-shirt crew.
All right. Yeah, I know. We did that. We did have the white collar.
We absolutely did. I mean, there were a couple of guys talking to me about certain golf courses and everything. It was like that type of deal.
We had a few guys who were neither young nor professional, but that's okay.
Anyway, well, great night at the Ugly Duckling, and a big thank you to all of them. So, if I would have told you, you should read off the Yankee lineup yesterday. You should read off it's J.P. Sears, right? Mm-hmm. And who was the... I'm trying to think... The bullpen guy, Mannucci or something. I'm like, well, who are these guys?
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing how quickly things can go to hell in a handbasket. And unfortunately for the Mets and their young pitcher, it didn't work out in San Francisco.
Oh my God.
But the Yankees' young pitcher came out and did a great job yesterday.
Mannucci,
that's it. Yes. I'm like, what?
That's right. So, he threw two innings after Sears threw five very, very impressive innings against the Orioles. Yeah, it didn't go so good for Thomas Zupacki as I was just watching that whole thing unfold in the afternoon. Just bomb, bomb, bomb.
I think Keith Hernandez had a line of the game.
Yeah, he did, where he was walking off the mound, going back into the dugout, and he goes, this is one of those situations where you need your mom. 9 earned runs and an inning in the third.
I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah, man. I know. I mean, because if you think about it, and this is funny, so CBS Sports Network puts up this stat here, so Brett Hinchcliffe back in 2001 had a 2-inning, 9-hit, 8-earned run performance. It was Zupacki yesterday, 1 1/3, 7 hits, 9 earned runs, 4 home runs allowed. And Gary, off the top of his head, watching this unfold, remembers, he goes, you know, it was a number of years ago, Brett Hinchcliffe had something like this happen against the Brewers. I don't know if it was this bad, but he remembered how bad it was. And, yeah, I feel terrible for him. I mean, and Tom's River gets his first opportunity to start a game. You know, the Mets want to win the series. I mean, and he had no shot. Absolutely no shot yesterday.
All right, so here's the reality for both of these teams. So the Mets are off today. They're traveling back. They may have gotten back already. They're traveling back for an off day, and they open a series with the Phillies over the weekend, and then they have the Washington Nationals. After these six games, when you take a look at the Mets' schedule all the way through June, this is where it gets hot and heavy. This is where they have that big West Coast trip right after this homestand.
Dodgers, Padres, Angels.
Right, and they're all top-end teams. They have the Houston Astros in there. The Miami Marlins are going to start showing up. Now, Miami's not playing great, but again, they've always been a thorn in the side of the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
So their schedule through June now, this is the money spot. Remember, last year, got off to a great start. Things were going well, and all of a sudden, the bottom fell out. And so, looking ahead at their schedule like I've done before, I would sit here and tell you that right now they're seven games up on the Braves. This is the moment of where they have to somehow stay around 500 through the month of June. I don't know if they'll be able to do it.
You can't be getting swept. You can't have extended losing streaks. I mean, and I really
lost a series to the Giants.
Yeah, so. I know, and it's the first time, you know, in a very long time that they had lost after a loss. I mean, they had gone.
Look at their pitching situation.
I mean, it was the third best in the history of baseball streak for losing after or winning after a loss. That the Mets had been that good for them. But yeah, I mean, this is what happens when DeGrom and Scherzer go down and then your third starter, you know, blows up on you and Chris Bassett in this series, and then you have to throw out an inexperienced young guy who gets roasted. I mean, yeah, I mean, this is going to be an issue.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be an issue for them.
It's rough for them. It's also rough for the Yankees. So looking at the Yankees lineup yesterday, I'm thinking, man, this is like shades of 2018. You know, where Andujar is right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
And a year in which he had a very good chance of winning the Rookie of the Year. He didn't win it. That was the year, I believe, Luke Voit came here. They had all these crazy, you know, Tyler Wade, all these different
kind of... Gio Urshela.
Right, all these crazy different kind of situations and batting orders and pitching situations. And they went on, and they had a great season in 2018, regular season anyway. I don't know. I don't know what Brian Cashman will do. I'm depending on these injuries to Loaisiga now, injuries to, of course, Chapman and
Stanton.
Stanton goes on the IL. I mean, so you have a lot of things that, you know, and look, all of these things happen to every team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of when they happen and do they have big clusters or do they happen like, you know, here and there guys out of the lineup. This seems to be like a cluster thing now.
It does seem to be a cluster thing. A cluster F is basically what we're talking about. A
cluster fudge.
Yeah. So you've got Giancarlo Stanton, who originally was a calf thing, but now they're saying a bruised ankle. So
what?
I don't know. I guess that's better.
I guess so. I'd much rather have a bruised ankle than a calf thing.
Or a sore ankle.
Yeah,
he's got
ankle
inflammation.
You got a calf thing?
Mm. Yeah, calf thing's a little bit of a lingering situation, especially for a guy like Giancarlo Stanton that we've seen be out with a lot of muscle injuries.
You're getting tendons and all kinds of stuff like that.
But it's a ankle inflammation, so it's 10-day IL. And then, of course, we knew that Chapman previously was going on the IL. I mean, it's just, it happens every year. You just got to be able
to. Chad Green's gone for 2 years.
You know, I know, which is a real shame because it's been such a workhorse for the Yankees. But, I mean, the Yankees actually, over the last couple of years, some of the most exciting baseball they have played is when their guys have been hurt. Like, they have withstood the injuries pretty well. The Mets, on the other hand, you could point right to the Jacob DeGrom injury last year is when they really fell off the face of the earth. They don't deal as well with injuries. The Yankees, over the last few years, have been able to withstand these massive amount of injuries and still make the playoffs.
Well, let's see what happens with Buckball, right?
Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to. He's got to try to patch this thing together, keep it going, and, you know, win two, lose one, win two, lose one, don't lose three, win two, lose one, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to do it through June. And at least that's from a fan's perspective, at least me sitting here. That's not the way they're going to be thinking. Of course, it's going to be the way I'm thinking. And then, you know, for the Yankees, man, I'll tell you, when you think about at least their starting rotation is intact, and to be able to get seven innings out of two really young players the way they got yesterday, and I know it was against the Orioles, to win 2-0, hey, you're going to take it and move on. You win a series, you move on.
Exactly. I mean, that's what both teams were hoping for, and one of them got it. But, yeah, no, I mean, that's what you needed to do. There's no way that you could lose another game to the Orioles. Every time you lose a game to the Orioles, it feels like you lose two because you're wasting an opportunity to beat up on such a bad team. And also, we didn't mention, you know, LeMahieu out of the lineup because of the left wrist discomfort, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's another guy, another ailing person for the Yankees.
There were two things that happened last night, and if you watched either one of them or you were able to flip back and forth between the two of them the way that I was doing last night when I got home from the Ugly Duckling,
mm-hmm.
you saw the disparity between what's going on in the NBA playoffs and what's happening in the NHL playoffs. So the NBA playoffs, you know, Boston wins. I mean, maybe it could have been one of the ugliest games that you could have watched from a basketball
series.
I mean, it was just brutal, man. Absolutely brutal. And, you know, and even the guys doing the game and the halftime and everything and the post-game stuff, you know, it was just awful. I mean, there was no flow to the game. There was nothing. There was a lot of guys injured. There's guys banging around. There's guys missing shots. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So Boston goes on a win. It's a huge win for them. They're one win away from winning that series and making it to the finals. I don't know if either one of these teams can hang with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I just don't think that maybe they win one game, but man, I'll tell you, if the Warriors stay healthy, there's no way. And then you have the Blues and the Avalanche. Now, the Avalanche have a player, his name's Nathan MacKinnon. And Nathan MacKinnon, I would probably say, is the second best player in the NHL today. His speed, his size, his ability to stick handle and shoot is off the charts. They were steamrolling the St. Louis Blues at home last night in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And they were just going. And Nathan MacKinnon scores a hat trick. And I mean, and the third goal was end-to-end. It was end-to-end. It was like 25 miles an hour, maybe even 30 miles an hour. And he is flying down the ice, and nobody can stop him. And he scores what appears to be the game-winning goal with about 3 minutes to go in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they go up 4-3. Place is going crazy. I don't even know how the Blues even got three goals anyway, because they were getting steamrolled the first two periods. Somehow, someway, the Blues tied the game 6-on-5 with the goalie pulled with less than a minute to go in the game in Colorado. So imagine this.
Yeah.
So they score the game, the tying goal, with less than a minute to go in the game. And then in overtime, puck bounces one way, the other way, and the guy by name of Tyler Bozak picks it up, and he circles around in front of the net for the Colorado Avalanche, takes a slap shot from about 30 feet out, and somehow Darcy Kemper, the goalie for the Colorado Avalanche, doesn't see it. It goes in, and the Blues win. And now they go home down 3-2. Remember, the Blues and the Avalanche have been in a fight because...
Yeah, back and forth, running the goaltender the whole thing.
That's exactly right, because the Blues lost their starting goaltender, Binnington, due to a Nazem Kadri hit that was, I think, because of the defender of Colorado, but the Colorado Avalanche don't see it that way. But anyway, it has been incredible to watch these things unfold. And meanwhile, unfortunately for the NBA, these games are not all that exciting.
You know, there is something about the NBA that I will tell you after Jerry's update. Now, he may put it in the update. I should probably tell him to hold it. That I think you're going to love. It's about a local team. You are going to love this.
Oh, I'm going to love it, huh?
You are going to love it so much. I cannot wait to tell you this news that I read yesterday. It is right up your... It's almost
they did not give Kyrie Irving an extension.
It is almost like a franchise in town is listening to you.
All right.
That's what it sounds like.
All right, I like it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vision Zero initiative. Your speed can feel slow when you're driving, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, look for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to 5 miles per hour. Speeding ruins lives. Slow down. Brought to you by the Vision Zero initiative. Mostly sunny today with a high of 68. It's 56 right now in the city.
All right, Memorial Day weekend is coming. It's right here to kick off summer. And while you're at it, kick up some dirt and sand and off-road in summer's hottest ride. That would be the 2022 Broncos Sport, the SUV built for thrill seekers. Not only does it have a standard 4x4 capability, it's also got goat modes. That means to go over any type of terrain. And inside, there's a safari-style roof with enough room to store two standing bikes or stash your adventure gear on the roof racks with tons of accessories to customize your ride. Ford will do it all for you. You pick it, they'll make sure that you're happy. And you're going to be ready for any adventure, by the way. The Built Wild Bronco Sport. Check it all out at the website, buyfordnow.com.
10,000, 100,000, 1 million, 9 million dollars have all been won by people using Jackpocket, the number one rated lottery app. Jackpocket users have won over 100 million in prizes playing their favorite games right on their phone.
Oh, those favorite games are Mega Millions, Powerball, the New York State Lottery games, all of the New Jersey State Lottery games like Pick 3, Pick 4, Pick 5, Pick 6. You can do it all on your phone. Official lottery tickets that you purchase on your phone through the Jackpocket app.
Use code RADIO. You get your first play free. Join us and the millions already using the Jackpocket app and win big. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know it's a gambling problem, on help 877-8-HOPE-NY. Please visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
The official kickoff to summer with WFN and 94.7 The Block is tomorrow.
Starting at 5 a.m. and goes on all day long until 6 p.m.
Come on, Bikini Inspector.
Go to the Jersey Shore to see us, Boomer and Geo, and of course the Coattail Guys, Tiki and Tierney and Carton and Roberts, with live music from LifeSpeed, plus a live mixer from 94.7 The Block.
Brought to you by Day Chaser, the canned cocktail with real vodka and real tequila. Pick one up at a store near you or ask for it. Visit daychaser.com. New Jersey Transit, the official transportation of kickoff to summer. And Wendy's. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and juicy hamburgers.
Kick off the summer with your friends at The Fan.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
From the 1010 Winds Traffic Center, I'm Karen Stewart with the SupplyHouse.com Fan Highway Patrol. Oh dear, we've got an overturned tractor trailer, guys, out in New Jersey on the New Jersey Turnpike southbound over in the truck lanes at 12. It's only on the shoulder, thank goodness. But of course, you know, it's something to look at, that's for sure, and things are slowing down into that area. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Also on the southbound turnpike trucks at 9, we still have an accident there, and the left lane's blocked. Outbound Pulaski Skyway over at the Hackensack River, we've got a disabled vehicle, the right lane's blocked. And that water main break on 22 eastbound still closes the right lane at Springfield Avenue in Cranford. Mass Transit, Bronxbound 2s, Citybound 6s, wow, and the Queensbound ends. All with delays already. Alternate side parking is suspended today, Thursday the 26th, for religious observances. You must pay the meters. You must. Traffic is sponsored by Ray Katina Mercedes-Benz. I'm Karen Stewart with the SupplyHouse.com Fan Highway Patrol.
Mercedes-Benz of Edison, the dealership of choice for outstanding customer service. Proud gold winner of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Dealer Recognition Award and Dealer Raiders 2022 Mercedes-Benz Dealer of the Year in New Jersey. Experience the Ray Katina difference at Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
It's time to check in on what's brewing with Carton and Roberts, brought to you by Dunkin'.
You went in the ocean with a shirt on.
Well, I went in.
Realized it was freezing.
Yeah.
Not a surprise, obviously.
Of course.
Kicked around a little bit,
yeah,
and then hightailed it back to the sand.
So yeah. You didn't go to the bathroom in the ocean either?
I did not, no.
Got it.
That's what's brewing. Sponsored by Dunkin'. Get more New York. Dunkin' refreshers are the perfect way to get more out of your day. Sip all your favorite Dunkin' refreshers today. And remember, America runs on Dunkin'.
I'm Rich DeRozier, Chief Communicator Communications and Content Officer at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Recognized as America's premier sports Hall of Fame, we needed a premier digital agency for our website. We chose AmericanEagle.com, and they've been coming through in the clutch for us ever since. We needed a feature-rich platform and online store with easy-to-use navigation so football fans could quickly find what they're looking for. Our site is packed with content, videos, podcasts, event and ticket info, so much more. The team at AmericanEagle.com produced a world-class website that provides enhanced digital marketing capabilities and sponsorship opportunities. From website design and development to hosting and digital strategy, AmericanEagle.com provides great solutions and is always there for us. We've worked with them for 20 years, and we are proud to recommend AmericanEagle.com. For everything you need to know about pro football history, visit ProFootballHOF.com. If you're in need of a website to provide a Hall of Fame experience, go to AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1 or visit AmericanEagle.com. Don't just grow, soar.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Jersey Mike's would like to dedicate the next 3 seconds to our new grilled portobello mushroom and Swiss sub. Trust us. It tastes good, too. Because fresh ingredients make a sub above.
Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This album, this Aerosmith album that had this song on it, Crying. I believe the CD itself, the artwork on it was a nipple. Remember that?
The one I have, it's a cow udder.
So it kind of is
a nipple.
Yeah, it's a nipple.
Yeah, it's kind of a nipple.
Right. So like for me, as a young kid, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, that's a nipple.
You thought a human nipple.
I thought it was a human nipple, yeah.
Your nipples become erect.
Okay.
So it's and by a cow the way, so udder. Steven Tyler also just checked himself into rehab again.
Is he was the one who said he spent like $4
million?
$6 million on cocaine across his life?
Yeah.
Lifespan? Yeah. So anyway, when I heard that song, I immediately my brain went to nipple because that's what I remember. Somehow, some way, back in the 90s, that is the memory that I had. Jerry's going to give us an update.
You stuck a nipple in your mouth.
Yeah. And there is audio that I can't wait to hear from an NFL player and a douchey reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quotes are just phenomenal.
It's even better to watch.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear it. But I know you got the local stories
first. I'll give you that first. What the hell?
Oh, okay, fine. Then let's do it. All right. Cares?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next cleanup or construction project, visit wintersbros.com. So what we're talking about, if you're not aware, is Grant Cohn, who's a reporter out in San Francisco, Santa Clara, with the Niners. And you've got Javon Kinlaw, defensive player for the Niners.
Big defensive tackle. Yeah. Now, out of South Carolina, I believe.
Eric Armstead will get involved here as well. I'll get to that in a little while. There's a million clips here, so I'll try and give you the condensed version.
Okay.
But essentially what's going on is you got these OTAs going on or mini camps or whatever.
And so Cohen is there watching, and as he says, and you can tell right from his, as he tries to describe to you what goes on between the two, you can tell right off the bat that clearly he's got it out for this guy. I think that's fair to say, because
who has it out for who?
It sounds like Cohen goes after Kinlaw often.
All right.
And I'll explain why as he basically talks about where he is yesterday.
In the training room, I saw Javon Kinlaw, who is the king of the training room. He's usually in the training room.
Which clearly indicates he's always hurt.
Yeah.
Who's that around here?
The king of the training room?
Yeah, like who's got the pulled oblique, the hamstring? Who's
well, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, I mean, I guess Giancarlo Stanton would be the guy.
How about
yeah.
Jacob DeGrom?
Oh, yeah. That's true, yeah.
He's the king of the training room.
All right, and by the way, so he posts this video after everything happens, standing on the field at Levi Stadium. Next, he talks about how Kinlaw approached him.
Kinlaw walks all the way across the field, walks behind me, and stands over my left shoulder, staring at me, behind me. So I turn and I say, "What's up, Mook Dog?" And he doesn't say anything.
What's up, what?
And I say, "Why are you looking at me like that, Javon?" And he said, "What are you going to do about it, you bitch ass?" And then he said one more word that I can't say.
Moo Dog or something? I don't know.
Man, must be his nickname.
Yeah, must be his nickname. Yeah.
All right, so then he would ask what was up. And I'm playing all these because I want you to actually have the full context. Okay.
And then I turned to face him and said, "Oh, it's like that." And he said, "Yeah, it's like that." And then he knocked the hat off my head just like that.
Real quick, if anything is inappropriate, please dump it and tell me I think it's all good. So then, as the practice is going on, he starts to walk across, the reporter starts to walk across the field, and at this point, Kinlaw's on the field.
As I walked across, I passed the defensive lineman where Javon Kinlaw was watching practice. And as I was approaching, he saw me, and he started rapping about me. There was a song, and he started, like, putting in ad-libs. He was like, "Boy, you a bitch," looking at me. "Boy, you a bitch. Sucker ass bitch."
Oh, man. Oh, could you see this? I'm trying to think. Could you see Leonard Williams and Rich Samini?
Now, here's the douchey part.
Okay.
So then he's trying to understand why Kinlaw's got a problem with him, and this is where he's a little smug.
"I just don't understand why he's so mad. Like, Javon, what are you upset about? Is it the fact that I said you have an 80-year-old knee? Is it the fact that I said that you're a terrible pass rusher and you're just a two-down player? Is it the fact that I said the Niners shouldn't have drafted you and they should have taken Tristan Wirfs instead? Is it the fact that I said that you're unprofessional and immature?"
All right. Wow. Oh, okay. There you go.
All right.
Seems like a lot of facts.
Yeah,
out
a lot
there.
Of things. Okay. There. Yeah.
So now we can fast forward to later in the day. Apparently, Cohen has a YouTube channel, and he invited Kinlaw on, or Kinlaw asked to be on. And so Kinlaw asked
him. We don't know. Well, they both came together to do this.
Yeah,
he was invited on, or he asked to come on. But either way, they're together.
Either way, they're together.
All right. Okay.
And Kinlaw basically says, "Stop talking about us.
Stop talking about people on here like people don't got families, man. Stop doing that, bro."
Okay, that's fine. He says, "You go too far.
You analyzing people like they not human, fam. Like, oh, this dude this, this dude that, this dude this, this dude that. Fam, I understand that's your job, but like, fam, you got to go about this thing a different type of way, bro."
So all good so far.
Yeah,
it seems like he's
leading
through the whole thing, too, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
He does confirm that he did approach Cohen.
"I walked over, I approached you, put my chest on you, on your side. You turned towards me, and that was the rest of the story, fam."
Hold on, though.
Stop making it seem like I came about you at a cowardly way. I came at you man to man, brother.
Mm-hmm. And they basically, it's about know who you're talking about. Let's kind of be a little bit nicer.
"Put some respect on my name, bro. You don't know me. You don't know where I'm from, bro. Put some respect on my name, brother. I'm a man just like you."
All right, so we're all good still.
Okay, this is back and forth, things. Airing of grievances.
I still haven't heard a response from Cohen yet.
Well, because he really doesn't let him talk, number one. He talks over.
Doesn't like Cohen.
He talks right over him.
That's what I'm saying. I want to hear
right
what Cohen has to say
we'll
to
get
these
to
accusations.
That. Yeah. We'll get to that. Okay. Things start to take a little bit of a left turn now.
"My nuts is bigger than yours, brother. Put some respect on my name.
I said about you.
My balls is bigger than yours, brother. Put some respect on my name."
that. You must respect me because my balls are larger than your balls. Oh, this is great.
All right, okay.
All right, next, you don't deal with stuff like we do.
Nobody f*** with you. You don't even understand that. Nobody f*** with you, brother. You need to go find a new job. Nobody f*** with you.
Okay. He says, I'll be the one to take care of it.
The only reason I'm getting on here stooping to your level this low is because I feel like it got to be done. Somebody got to do it, and it's going to be me.
Mm. Now he goes after him a little bit more. Kinlaw does.
You like to come on here and try to bully people on the internet. But when I press up on you in person, you shaking like a coward, voice lighter than my fucking baby, fam.
Fam?
Oh, God. We're getting personal.
You think I'm scared of you, Javon?
I don't give a fuck if you are or not. All I know is when I walked up on you, your fucking body temperature was fucking cold as ice.
This sounds threatening, man.
You can certainly make that case, and then it gets a little nastier.
Great bitch, your ball shriveled up. Good.
Hey, Javon. Javon, do you think you're representing the 49ers well right now?
Be on this internet, bro.
I mean,
when I came up on you, your balls shriveled up. You little bleep bitch. And he just goes, hey, Javon. Hey, Javon. Can I get a word in here?
Doesn't sound like it.
Fair to say, at this point, he's now getting angry.
But I'm not the one, bro. Right, keep my name out your mouth, and I'm not saying nothing else after that, bro.
I promise you. I'm sorry.
While he's saying, I can't do that. That's what it sounds like, what he's saying.
Well,
not like I'm sorry that I said whatever I said. I'm sorry. I have to talk about you.
Man,
that's my job.
This is the last one.
You were a first-round pick of 49ers.
I don't care about what you're talking about, bro. Shut the fuck up. I'm not the one.
So that was the interaction. And then afterwards, he posts another video, kind of recapping it. And then he looked back to the interaction on the field. Remember he said he knocked his hat off and kind of got really close to him? This was Cone.
Honestly, if he touched me, if he pushed me, dude, I could have retired today. That's what went through my mind. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm about to retire. I'm about to be out of the game. I'm about to be a multimillionaire thanks to Javon Kinlaw.
So after he posts that, Eric Armstead tweets with that video about retiring as a millionaire, basically, you know, to sue him. Says this is the type of lowlife that's covering the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of these guys are coming out looking good with this. I mean, obviously, Kinlaw went way over the line and stuff that he was saying and doing and everything else, so there's no defending it. It's funny as hell to me when he's talking about my balls as bigger than you, fam.
I kind of think I said that to Mark Canizaro back in the day. You know, me and Mark are friends now. You know. But he used to do the report card after the game.
Sure, yeah.
Boomer F. Lousy pass, interception, blah, blah, blah. Then on Wednesday, he'd be at my my locker asking me about the upcoming game. Yeah. And I'd be like, you MF-er, man. So I didn't go into that detail like Javon did. But, yeah, it gets a little bit
it's dicey, personal.
Especially when you have somebody who's covering the team. See, like, I don't know what they tell the players today. I know what they told us back in the day. They said there are two type of reporters. They're the Mike Lupicas of the world.
Sure, the columnists.
Yeah, the columnists that come in with an opinion, and it may not be an opinion that is going to be very favorable for you. And then there are the everyday beat reporters, the Rich Cimini's, the Mark Canizaro's. You know, those are the guys that were covering me when I was back at the Jets. So you'd see them every day. And the NFL made the distinction that the beat reporters are guys just reporting the news. That's what they're doing. And where the columnists would come in and write the scathing criticism of you, or they would write something really great about you, depending on how the team was doing and how you were doing and your impact and all that other stuff. And then the lines all of a sudden became blurred when the editors of their respective papers would ask them, now, okay, well, I need you to do the report cards. Because sometimes you'd get an A. Many times in 1995, I think I got an F, and it wasn't easy, you know, and you have to kind of interact. And I remember I didn't complain. I called up somebody in the NFL PR department and said, okay, this is what I'm being told, but this is the reality of what's happening on the ground. And it is a very uncomfortable every time we're around each other, when I'm being asked the question every single day about something else, but not even referring back to what I felt like was a totally disrespectful and insulting article.
Yeah, I mean, and this Grant stuff, whatever, Grant Cohn is his name. I mean, the whole thing about the litigious nature of all of us, he hits me, I'm going to sue him for everything he's got. I mean, that's just, nobody is looking at him and respecting him for something like that. I mean, that's just...
And I don't know him, but he seems like the instigator type.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's trying to stir it up for
sure. But he's also saying, you know, and I'm sure many 49er fans, we say it here all the time about players. We talk about players. Yeah, they are humans. Coaches have families. I don't know how many times we've talked about that. And we said we realize that. You hate advocating for somebody to be fired because it's not just the coach that gets fired. His family gets fired. The assistant coaches and their families get fired. But they also know that they got into the business, that this was most likely going to happen a few times to them.
And if you're the Giants coach, you got 4 more years left on your contract of guaranteed money. So
yeah, okay, so that's the other part of it. And, you know, and then, of course, the players get upset. You know, I'm sure that there are a number of times where, you know, players hear everything. And now because of the internet, because of social media, people can tell people what people are saying about them.
Which makes what you're talking about even worse, because it's not just a columnist and beat reporters now. Now you've got internet reporters, vloggers, video guys, all sorts of crap.
And then
out
your
there.
Family and friends see that. And then, like, I remember I told Vinny Testaverde when he came here to play quarterback for the Jets, he's like, you know, what's it like playing at home? I said, look, you're not going to really have a problem with the media. The media will like you, you'll get along. But your friends and family around you are not going to like the media. Or if at that point in time, Mike and the Mad Dog were still together, if Mike and Chris criticize you for something, you know, somebody in your life is going to hear that, and then they're going to come to you with, did you hear what they said to, you know, about you on WFN? And I mean, and that's going to be part of the distraction of playing here if you are from here.
Yep.
No so I, it's like Sabucky's family. I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
You know, they
not
feel
good.
Terrible for their loved one and their son and brother and sister, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, he had a really rough day. Now, it was his first day. Now, if this were 5 years into his career and this was his kind of trending kind of career path.
Like a Steven Matt situation who's a local guy.
Right. You can understand why we here on this station would amplify the fans' frustration about the player or the manager.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, just quickly, 9-3 was the final of that game. Mets off today. They play the Phillies tomorrow at Citi Field. The Yankees did win over the Orioles 2-0. While Zapucki struggled, Sears was pretty good. 5 innings to the Yankees, 31-13. Now in Tampa starting tonight, 6:40 first pitch. Yankees start the day 4.5 ahead of Tampa atop the AL East. Celtics beat the Heat. They're up 3-2. You've got the Warriors looking to close out the Mavericks tonight. You've got, I'll save this for next hour, a Nets thing. I'll save it for next hour. Rangers at Carolina play game 5 against the Hurricanes.
Baby, let's
series
go,
tied 2-2.
Let's go.
And the Blues did beat the Avalanche in overtime 5-4. You talked about the late goal and the goal in overtime to win it.
It was unbelievable. The St. Louis Tyler Blues were unbelievable.
So.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
CBS Sports Network. So I told you, I'd tell you after Jerry's update, there's a story out there that you're going to absolutely love about a local NBA team. Absolutely love.
Okay.
So here is from the Daily News, which I think Stefan Bondi is still working for them. This is probably his article, but this is a CBS Sports recap that I'm reading right now. It says, per the New York Daily News, quote, the Nets championship hopes hinge on an amicable solution with Kyrie Irving, whose personal decision not to get vaccinated and unpredictable injury history have left the Nets hesitant. And now, according to a source familiar with the Nets' thought process, outright unwilling to give him a long-term extension.
They shouldn't.
Look at that.
They shouldn't.
Man, I tell you, I actually thought that there was no chance that they would think like this because Kevin Durant wants to play with Kyrie Irving. That's why he came here. They two teamed up. When Durant signed that deal, I figured there would be a mirror deal with Kyrie Irving, and then they would play, and that would be that.
Hey, not a chance. I mean, you know, he's played a third of the games that he's supposed to play. He bailed on the team when they went down into the bubble the first year in 2019-2020. He only played 54. He played 54 of the 72 games in 2021, and obviously he got bounced there. And then, you know, Harden was here, the whole mess, him disappearing on the team for 2 weeks for personal reasons, not getting vaccinated. You know, I mean, come on. Enough. Enough already. So if they really want to win a championship, make him play for his money. Because I think the problems arise when he knows he has guaranteed money. Then he can do whatever he wants, knowing that, you know, he may take a couple weeks off. They may not pay him, but he still has his contract in his back pocket. So his biggest problem is you know, first of all, he's got to figure out what he wants, and is basketball really important to him? Because they pay him as if basketball is really important to him. If he wants to be an activist, if he wants to do other things off the field, off the court, you know, he's more than welcome to do that. He has the name. He has the platform. Good for you. Go do all of that stuff. But I'm sorry. We're paying you $35 million a year to make basketball your number one priority. And he may be able to say that it is his number one priority, because when you listen to him talk after he is interviewed, seems very sane, seems like he's with it, seems he understands what he's talking about, says all the right things, and it's hard not to like him when you listen to him. But the actions don't match the words. That's the problem. And now, after 3 years and almost $100 million, he's talking about, you know, we got to get this thing to a championship level. Wait. You had it at a championship level the last 2 years, and you blew it. And you blew it in large part because of the mistakes that you made, that you decided to basically torpedo the team. And this is what went up on in Boston. You wanted out of Cleveland, and now you've ruined the Nets. I don't know what else to tell you. And, you know, and for Kevin Durant, I certainly don't want to put words in his mouth. He's a great player. He wants to win. Do you think that Kevin Durant is going to want to see the Golden State Warriors win a championship?
No, absolutely not. With the way that his team went out and the seasons that he's had since coming to Brooklyn and leaving there, I mean, absolutely not. And this is sort of the perfect situation for the Nets to take this approach, because he's going to be under contract next year. They don't have to give him an extension.
Well,
it's basically a show me you're committed to being a real basketball player for us, and then we'll talk.
The best chance to get something out of him would be to say you're playing for your future.
Yeah.
Not to give him his future, because he is completely undependable when it comes to a 4-year, 5-year max guaranteed contract extension, which would be absolutely idiotic by the Nets to do. It would be. So I'm glad to hear what somebody is finally coming to their senses over there. Because this is actually embarrassing for Sean Marks, too.
Well, I mean, he said before the season, Sean Marks, that he was confident that Kyrie Irving would sign an extension before training camp. That was before the season. And things have changed, obviously. I mean, he also said that James Harden was going to sign his extension, and we know how that worked out. Basically what happened was this season, you know, the vaccination status situation, everything else that was going on with him, you know, the previous season where he just took time off, the not wanting to play in the bubble, and on and on and on, all the things that we have talked about, you know, they basically said, all right, enough, you know, you're not just going to be handed this massive contract because you haven't proven anything as a Brooklyn Net.
I would say, hey, Kevin, listen, man, you've just wasted the last 2 years of your contract or your
career,
you know, counting on somebody who you can't count on. And I would just say that, you know, go find somebody else, or, you know, see what happens if he has to play for his money. Mm-hmm. You know, make him play for his money. Let's see what he probably turn out to be the MVP of the league next year, and which would go to show you that he only is going to do that when he's under this particular situation, that he will not do it and he will not play that way, and you cannot count on him when you give him the long-term guaranteed money. I'm just sorry, you can't. He has not earned it. He, in my eyes anyway, he has not earned it. And, you know, we can say whatever we want because we're not in that locker room. He may be a great teammate. Guys may love him. Guys may roll their eyes at him. I don't know. But he's mercurial is how I would describe him. He's well-spoken. He's well thought out about other issues that he feels very passionate about. But his commitment to the team and to his teammates leaves a lot to be desired and does not deserve any sort of contract extension. As a matter of fact, like I said, it's embarrassing for Sean Marks because when Sean Marks first got here, I'll never forget this, I said they went and got him from the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs know how to build culture. Now, it helps when you have the Admiral and you have Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and you know Tony Parker and all those guys. That's how you build culture with great players, and that's what Sean Marks ultimately tried to do here with two great players. One that, you know, the first year he didn't play in Kevin Durant. But Kevin, you can't argue with his performance. You can't argue with the way that he plays. And you know that he wants to win championships. He's not going to win one with Kyrie Irving. Maybe he'll win one with Ben Simmons and two other or three other guys. I don't know. But he's not going to win one with Kyrie Irving.
Well, what about this scenario? I mean, so it's a player option for Kyrie Irving with this upcoming year. And everybody assumes that he's going to pick up that player option. But what if he desperately wants a long-term deal and he starts playing a game back and forth with Nets management, declines the player option and says, let's work out a long-term extension.
Bye-bye.
See and you. Then you're losing him. That's
Goodbye.
It. Gone.
Goodbye.
All right.
I mean, look, you got 3 years of actions by the player.
Mm-hmm.
Is basketball his number one priority?
No, it's absolutely
all right,
not.
So yeah. If you're saying that and I'm saying that, what do you think they're saying over there?
Well, Sean Marks basically did say it in that
Joe Tsai like a complete moron? You know, he didn't get to become a billionaire because he's a dope.
Right, of course not. Yeah.
I mean, he is paying his employee to make his sport and his job to be the most important thing in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously isn't for whatever reason. We all know it. We all see it. There's no hiding it. And I said, look, Kyrie, forget it. You're either playing this year under the 1 year deal, because if you opt out, you can go play somewhere else and go ruin some other franchise.
And also in this article, apparently Kevin Durant has not spoken to anybody in Nets management since the season ended, which I find interesting. Now, I know that the offseason really doesn't get started until after the finals are over, and then you get free agency and everything else, but I do find that interesting.
You know, well, he was talking to David Letterman. Hi. Or something.
Right, that's right. I mean, he was talking to David Letterman. Hi, but right. He didn't talk to Sean Marks or Joe Tsai about anything.
I'm sure that there are Net fans that want to keep eye Kyrie. You know, he's a local guy, Net fan, growing up, the whole thing. This one, why he and Kevin are at the Nets. But I don't think Kevin signed up for I don't think he signed up for this. I mean, I think he signed up to win championships.
Yep.
And, the first year he got paid for not playing. You know, we kind of make fun of the Nets for that, but they did what they felt like they needed to do in order to get the two of them together. And man, Kyrie and James Harden, and to some extent Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons is only in the mix here because James Harden made him in the mix. But James Harden and Kyrie have screwed and knifed Kevin Durant in the back. That's the way I look at it. I mean, he came out to play and wanted to play his ass off. And these two guys, one wants to go to strip clubs and hang out. The other one, I don't know what he's doing.
All right.
He's dancing with the butterflies. You know what I'm saying?
And I do.
So you got this great Hall of Fame player who may never win a championship ever again because
of who he tied himself to.
Who he tied himself to first.
Yeah.
Now he's got to uncouple all of that and say, okay, Sean, what do we need to do to get a winning players in here that are going to be committed to us as a basketball team so we can win a championship? That would be my question if I were Kevin Durant to Sean Marks. I wouldn't be going in there demanding things from Sean Marks. I said, how do we work together to get the right players in here to at least, I mean, let's face it. Look at the Celtics right now. They're half a team.
Yeah, no, I know. And look at that. They're going to go to the finals.
And if you're the Brooklyn Nets, you're sitting there going, how the hell did we lose to this team who's going to get swept, or at least they're going to get beat by the Warriors?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.